Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Download Weekly Gaming News. I am your host, Jameson.
Jesus, that was brain stopped. I was going to say hostess with the mostess, because it works.
That's not bad. Have you ever had a hostess? They're pretty gross.
I just think of waiting or shenanigans. No, it's called waiting.
Waiting. Oh, yes. Yes, you made me watch that. It's actually free to watch right now on Amazon Prime.
Fantastic. Everybody watch that movie. It's like really good classic, what, early 2000s? Just yeah, horrible.
Ryan Reynolds makes fun of TGI Fridays and the other horrible restaurants like that that used to exist.
Yes, it's so good. It's not PC at all.
No, not at all. Nothing pre-2010 is PC. Like, you go and you watch some stuff from, like, even 2009, and you're like, this, none of this would fly today.
Yeah. No,
none
not
of
even
it
a
would
little
be
bit.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
It's, what is it, like, you always say something about the 90s and the early 2000s. It was like, things were advancing just enough that there was, like, no regulation wasn't keeping up with it, or, like, the rules weren't.
So, technology had boomed. That, like, there was enough technology and things out there, but there was no regulation and there was, like, nothing to stop it from happening. Like, playgrounds in the early 90s and 2000s were just reckless because there was no technology. No one had gotten hurt. No one had complained yet. No one complained yet. That's really what it was.
Do you remember when playgrounds used to have wood chips? If you fell, that hurt.
Dude, they substituted our foam for wood chips. And I was on our like 25 foot swing set. Why was it like the size of two buildings? Like the top of the swing set. So we would fly in the air like 25 feet. Didn't need to be that big. Over a pile of wood chips, of which I obviously tried to flip off of, in the middle of it, fell like 15 feet on my face into stabbing wood chips.
Yeah. And then if you were like hurt, the teacher would come over and just be like, walk it off.
Yes. I pulled the chips out of my face and said, let's do that again.
Pretty much. What a time to be alive.
Great time.
Like, who are the slime? Who are the parents that are ruining all of this? It's got to be. It's 80s kids.
Well, it's the parents.
No, think about it. It's kids that were born in the early 80s that are now becoming parents because yes. They would have been in their 20s, early 2000s.
Yes.
And then they start having kids mid 2000s.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, our kids need to have the softest playground. It needs to be a square rubber room.
Well, I mean, just teach your kids something. How about that? Like, they got rid of my favorite candy ever, the Super Bowl, which had like a chocolate ball with like candy inside of it. Do you remember that?
That was a choking hazard, and you know it.
Just choke on, just break it open like a normal child and not like shove the whole thing in your mouth and inhale recklessly. Like, just.
We probably sound like boomers now, to be completely honest, like talking about.
No, I bet your demographic is a little bit older. They're listening to a podcast. There's no.
That's true. It's unreal to think how much stuff has changed from 1990 to 2010, like the amount of change. And as you said, like they would just show stuff on TV with just no, like there was no rules about advertising or anything. Yeah, like they just showed it to you. Do you remember the little hopscotch thing you would put on your foot and jump over? Yeah.
Hop it. Those were weapons of war.
Oh my God. Like if we were ever playing, like that was the first thing you always went for to whip at kids.
Yes. Hard too.
Yes.
I like how they pretended like it was just us trying to like jump rope to ourselves.
No, it was always violence.
Such violence.
Mother, I crave violence.
Mother, I crave violence.
It's been our new favorite meme lately, is the cat.
So good.
It is. So that was a whole tangent that was not about what this episode was about, but I loved every second of it. So, yeah, we're back. And judging from the title, when you clicked on this and downloaded it, it says State of the Podcast. So that's what's happening right now. We missed some news last week. We'll get to that later. And we'll talk about upcoming stuff. So I should just follow my notes.
For a reason.
Yes. So we're back. It's the end of year two. Honestly, can't believe it. We're getting ready to start the third year of this show. Crazy. I'm also upset because I missed Best Friends Day apparently the other day ago, like 2 days ago.
Clearly, we're not best friends.
Guess not.
Were we together then?
No.
Oh.
No. 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 Okay. We're good. I was going to be like, whew. So two years ago from Best Friends Day, we went to E3.
Oh, cool.
That's how I remember it, is E3. E3 always reminds me, but I always forget. So, some friend I am. Anyway, so yeah, we're getting ready to start year three, and it's kind of we're gonna go into a little bit of life update and recap year two and why kind of year three is really exciting for us, but it's also like year two was rough for everybody. COVID was tough, but for us personally, it was a rough year for both of us. The last 6 months have not been particularly kind either, even though we're coming out of COVID. So that kind of is unfortunate. But podcast-wise, that's personal life. Podcast-wise, the show had a lot of great moments. We were really hot on the guest thing for a while, and it just got to be a little too difficult to manage with life.
Time zones.
Yes, time zones. Just the distance. You know, our show set some records last year. Like, we hit some peak, like, download records that just shocked me. I think we set a record last year for 1,000 downloads in 1 week.
Yeah,
that was exciting. That, like, almost moved me to tears. And then after Christmas, we just lost a ton of people, and that was really depressing. So, we've just been plugging away, doing our thing. So we appreciate you guys bearing with us. It's been rough. Things have been crazy, but you know, we power through, and that's pretty much what year three is going to be, is fucking powering through. This will not be a PG episode, by the way. So,
suspending right now.
Yes, as I just drop an F-bomb casually. We're from the non-PC culture. We were raised during the time where words made a man out of you, or woman, or...
No, see, that's already person. Too PC. That's yes. Too PC already.
Yeah. Made a man out of you. That's
there
right.
There you go.
Yep, we used racist stereotypes to make movies, and god damn it, they are some great movies, like Mulan. They ruined that with that live action movie.
Hey. There was some good gender stuff in Mulan. Get the F out of here. You take Mulan out of your mouth right now.
That is true. That is true. If you take away all the racist Asian stereotypes, it was really
culture. Yes. Asian culture.
All right. That's a tangent we don't need to go down. We have a lot of irons in the fire for year three, and so the big announcement is we're really getting our business up and running. Our Get Wrecked Lab stuff finally got finished a couple weeks ago. That was a headache and a half. Headache would be putting it lightly. It was like, yeah, Someone was hitting me with a sledgehammer in the head almost on a daily basis. very happy with the work. The process just nearly broke me and my wallet.
That too.
So we're very happy that's done, though. And it finally means we can get moving on all this stuff we've been wanting to do for a while. But honestly, it was probably a blessing in disguise that we weren't trying to do it sooner. Because again, it was rough. So we're launching the business soon. A lot of things are going to be happening over the next couple months. We can kind of tell you some things, but we can't really say a lot because the big thing this time is we're going to plan it all out first and do it according to a plan rather than just throwing things and hoping we stick to it. So we're going to attempt to build a foundation 3 years into this is what we're going to do.
Solid stuff.
Yes, we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot digging the hole. Now we're going to fill it with cement. So with launching the business, we're going to be doing a lot of different things, and a lot of that stuff is going to cost money, and we got a lot of stuff going on in our lives. So the thought is we are going to start a GoFundMe campaign to try and just raise a smidge of money to help cover some of our costs. We'll have more details coming on that later. So, don't, you know, get too like concerned about it or anything. But we'll announce stuff about that later. So I mentioned plan, strategy. So we have new business, new artwork, new whole bunch of new stuff. And with all that means we're going to have a new website coming soon. We're going to have new social media, new YouTube, new Patreon, and so much more. So again, we can't really talk about it right now because we still have to plan it out. So if we tell you any more, I would just be talking out of my ass. I don't know. I keep saying we, but it's just me talking out of my ass because
as usual,
because Brent and I haven't even talked about it together yet to figure out what our plan is. So
I'll do the favor. So it's not that big of a mystery. There's another show coming, and that's it.
Yes, another show coming and business things that will be fun. And it's all stuff we've talked about before. Fitness, you know, more gaming related stuff. We're exploring, we're refining, and we're pursuing more avenues trying to grow.
A fun show that will be more of Jamie and I being Jamie and I and doing stupid things. It will still be video game related, but it will be more personable.
Yeah. I would even say it's going to be more pop culture with the focus on video games. No, not liking that.
See, bro, he's already trying to bounce things off me.
That's your face. That was a good facial reaction from you on that one. So, you know, if you're a Patreon, we've already told you just a smidge about what the show is going to be. We've even teased a little bit of some of the artwork with you guys. So you kind of know what's coming. And over the next couple months, as we kind of prepare all that stuff, we're going to be revamping the current download podcast. I don't know what revamping means right now, but all I know is we're going to be doing some work on the show, and as we decide what we need to do, we will clue you in on that. As Brenna said, new show is in the works. We have no idea when that's going to start. There's a lot of things that need to happen before we get there. Again, we're trying to plan it out, and it will be, yes.
I'm going to say, if anybody has suggestions for recording platforms that include video and make it much easier for us, go ahead and, you know, shoot us a DM or something like that, or leave a comment on the website, dlgamingnews.com. So that way we have some things that we can work off of.
Yes, because we'll be doing guests again. So we need a good video platform for that. And we'll tie into kind of the life update. You know, we will still be recording remotely for the foreseeable future. So it's very important that we get you guys some better quality because, frankly, I'm sure you can tell Discord has been really letting us down lately. So working on that. Discord will get revamped to our Discord. So we a lot of things in the works and not a lot we can say. I feel like we have a lot we can share and a lot we can't share.
Right.
So the new show will be exciting. It will be something, as Brenna said, it's going to be something completely different. It's going to be much more of us being us. And it will not be as frequent, but it will be much higher quality. So we're really excited to mess around with that. And yeah. So then I guess the next thing is what the year ahead looks like. Frankly, not too sure. We're kind of just trying to get through the next 2 months right now. So that means for business podcast wise, getting the business stuff up and running, the new website, the new socials, all that stuff going. Personal life wise, we're both looking to be moving soon. So that's a whole fun ordeal for anyone. Yay. If you enjoy moving, I don't like you.
I will enjoy leaving this apartment.
I will enjoy leaving this place as well, too.
Yes.
The process I will not enjoy.
I might enjoy the culling of all the crap that I have accumulated now that I live in a two-bedroom place by myself. That will feel good. But going back to a one-bedroom means that I will become minimalist yet again, and I'm very excited for that.
It's very true. It's very true. I will be just moving to another one-bedroom place, but I will be culling as well because I have held on to way too many things.
See?
I need to become minimalist. And I need just a life upgrade or a style upgrade. All sorts of things. So, the next 2 months are just going to be crazy for us personally. Brenna started a new job, so she's getting going on that. That was part of the reason why we weren't able to record last week. Neither of us were feeling very well. So it was just, and so the upcoming, again, the schedule might be weird coming for the next 2 months as we kind of make life transitions. So just bear with us. Just keep following us on our Discord or the Robots Radio Discord or our social media, because we will always, always, always tell you what is going on there. We will never leave you in the dark. This upcoming weekend, or this past weekend, depending on when you're listening to this, is E3 and the start of Summer Game Fest. So, and I'm unfortunately gone this whole week. So we're going to recap everything after that. So that kind of does it for our State of the Podcast announcements. So just kind of what you can expect us to cover on the next episode in
2 weeks.
Yeah. So the next episode will release on the 21st of June. And so we will recap State of Play, the start of Summer Game Fest, E3, and what the summer of gaming will look like. And as you can tell, it's already off to a very hot start just this week alone. It's been a hot mess of between exciting announcements and absolutely colossal failures. So Brenna's been busy, so she hasn't been in the loop, and we've been recovering. Yes.
Fumbling everywhere.
Yes. So one of the biggest disasters, EA got hacked today. Bad hack. All of their game source code and engine source code for Frostbite, all taken.
Solid. I mean, Frostbite sucks and they need a new one, so it doesn't really matter, but...
Yes. Well, apparently with FIFA, there is it's understandable in software development that you keep reusing the same code because it's code, but there is a very significant amount of the code that has not changed since 2001.
Yes. And I'm not surprised.
Not surprised either. Cyberpunk, CD Projekt Red also revealed that that hack on them a little while back, way worse than they thought too. So, you know, just whoof.
Hackers.
Oh yeah. People are going strong. The hackers have been real lately. Like, yes. Everybody's getting hacked. But we've had some major game announcements. There are a new Battlefield that looks pretty decent. They announced Elden Ring and a release date for that, which is in 7 months. God forbid there is one game that finally shows a trailer and says, hey, within the next year, we're coming out. Here's a release date. Even if they delay, they have still done better than 90% of the game industry.
Yes.
Another exciting thing is end of summer, beginning of fall, Hearth and Home coming for Valheim.
Yes.
I've seen pictures, Brenna. There's motherfucking windows.
Thank you. Is it? I mean, I know it was early access, so it's okay, but windows.
Windows.
Help me. Better ladders. We need ladders.
New roofs. Like like slat roofs. So they're like
not new, hay.
Yeah. New type of wood, dark wood.
Thank you. Thank you. More, is it a different aesthetic?
Yes. It's much darker. And it's same, it's wood, you know, same kind of greenness.
It's just different hue, yeah.
They'll be adding things like the little spice rack, little butcher's block, and I know. Tons of new food. Tons of new recipes, and the recipes are super punny, like eyes cream.
Are they made with gray dwarf eyes?
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's all stuff like that. Onions will be added, and they will be revamping the food system to put more of an emphasis on the different food items and their health and stamina benefits. So, like, say you want to be the tank of the group, then you will go after specific food items that give you health, and it will actually give you health to tank shots during fights.
Fantastic. This is kind of intense for such a small game.
Yeah. And they apologize that it's taken them so long to get to this point. But what they said was, you know, they're a 5-person development team. So, you know, everybody cut them some slack that Hearth and Stone didn't come out within 3 months of launch, because it's only been like 3 months. But the massive amount of players just revealed to them the massive amount of bugs in the game. So they prioritize dealing with that like any good developer should, rather than just sprinkle more content on there. So we're really excited for COVID to be ending. Like, it's officially ending here in California. Next week, it officially ended in Las Vegas or Nevada last week. So it's summer is going to be interesting. And we actually have video games coming out again, like real more games. So we'll see where the summer takes us. So there you go. That's your state of the podcast. We will be back June 21st. With a return to regular content and kicking off our year 3. Expect more announcements along the way as we kind of get things figured out. The biggest announcement coming up soon will be the GoFundMe with all the details about that. So if you guys enjoy us and support us, share us with your friends. You know, literally a dollar from 100 people, from 1,000 people, goes a long effing way to helping us out. So again, more details on that later, but that's going to do it, because I'm just pitter-pattering around at this point. Yeah, so.
You've been really just fiddling around.
Fiddle. It's a good thing I'm not on a roof.
So many jokes I need to make.
I will end the show and then you can make them.
Yes.
Good luck. Have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.